war is over. That's what they say, and they're making sure the media presents it all that way. You see, they've learned from the war in Vietnam that you don't ever let the people see what's really going on. Some say they blundered. They call it a mistake, as if they'd thrown a bottle down and didn't think that it would break. They didn't fail. There was no contest. They plan to colonize and conquer, and they made complete success. So while the victims' families search for answers in the dust, there's recruiters in the high schools building up trust. It's the story that you've heard so many times. Children marching off the battle for collective suicide. They're fooled by glory, embracing patriotic myth. Now there's 1,600 dead troops who started out like this. And what for? To be buried by your friends. Politicians will use any means to achieve their ends. That's their job. But if you backtrack just a few years back, you'll see they planned to take Iraq before the terrorist attack. And they were jumping on 9-1-1. What a perfect chance to implement the plans that they had drawn plain face. They swiftly led us into war. They used the victims' names to justify 100,000 more. It's economic. It's a long-term scheme. They've learned from years and years of practice how to get away clean. And there they go. And the weapons weren't found. Well, it's no surprise to me. Now the Iraqis have no water, but at least their market's free. And look, they voted. It was such a stepping stone. All the profit politicians were delighted here at home. It was a scam. Another Trojan horse, an election organized by the occupying force. How's that progress? They voted for their chains. Just look at Afghanistan. They did to them the same. And the soldiers coming home, they're trying to look ahead. Having been to war and back, they've seen the faces of the dead. They can't erase them. No, it's etched too deep. Now they're already being diagnosed with PTSD. Here are the heroes. No longer standing proud, awaiting refuge from the shelters, asking pennies from the crowd. They trusted politics. Now they're seeing what's in store. Once the victors, now the victims of the same exact war, just like before. What happened? Well, it's not that hard to see. It's a broken record war, repeating history. The same thing as in 1991, as in 1917. No war is ever won, we keep forgetting. These things you think we would have learned. So the stories keep repeating, and the tables never turn. We sit by watching while the tragedies unfold. And that's the problem, we're afraid to take control, but we could.